Welcome to Clearing the Static, news, analysis, and discussion of developments in radio and television in the United States and Canada. Your hosts are The Radio Kid and Jake Longwell.
Hello, and welcome to Radio News Now, the radio newscast to go to when your radio station changes format. This week, we're doing a special radio newscast to let you know all the formats that have changed over the holidays. So we'll be doing this newscast in several parts, and I will be introducing the weeks in which this goes, this newscast, so please stay with us. I am the Radio Kid reporting. First, we have some stories that we've missed along the way here at Radio News Now that we would like to tell you about. Western New York gets totally gospel. The party that was leasing WHLD 1270 Niagara Falls, New York, has bought a station of their own. The Fellowship World Church in Buffalo, which stopped running their gospel format on WHLD in August, has bought the construction permit of WFWO 89.7 Medina, New York, from Positive Radio Network. Northeast Radio Watch reports the price tag to be $10,000. This also gives WFWO 18 more months to build its construction permit. Fibuch suspects that, because the station won't reach Buffalo because of First Adjacent 89.9, WFBF, the Fellowship will use this rimshot station as a platform to put translators on the air in Buffalo to relay the station. Town Square will play shuffle with its new Northwest acquisitions. At the beginning of this month, we reported that Town Square Media is buying 12 stations in Washington from new Northwest broadcasters in Yakima and Tri-Cities. We also told you that there would be some format movement, and now we know what that is. In Yakima, Town Square keeps Active Rock, KATZ, and Talk, KITT, intact. It will inherit Country, KXDD, Variety Hits Bob, KRSE. It will move Country Bull from 92.9 to 107.3 and Sports KJOX from 1390 to 1460. It will spin off Cherry, K-E-R-Y, Rhythmic, C-H-R, Hot, 99, K-H-H-K, 980, K-B-B-O, My 99.3 KQMY, and newly moved CHR 92 KFFM. In the Tri-Cities, Town Square keeps Country KORD intact, as well as Everything That Rocks, KXRX 97X, Talk KFLD 970. And the New Northwest CHR Power 99.1 KUDJ. Now it will move AC Key from 98.3 to 106.5 and Sports KALE from 960 to 1340. It will sell Classic Hits Cool, KOLW, another Classic Hits station which is Fun, KKSR at 95.7, Country Wolf, KOIK, and two shifted formats. Now those will be Eagle, which will move to 98.3, and Talk, KTCR, which will move to 960 when all is said and done. New Northwest sells more stations. New Northwest broadcasters, the company, which is in receivership, is selling its stations in Anchorage, Alaska, and Astoria, Oregon, to manager Trila Bumstead. Now, according to Taylor on Radio Info, Bumstead's Ohana Media will take control of these stations for $65,000. Now, in Anchorage, here's what Bumstead will own. Rhythmic KFAT 92.9, Modern AC Buzz KDBZ, Country Wolf KXLW 96.3, and Variety Hits Bob KBBO FM 92.1. In Astoria, Oregon, she'll own these stations: Talk KAST 1370, Classic Rock KCRX 102.3, Country Eagle 103.9, KVAS, Hot AC My KLMY, and KKEA 1230 with a sports format. But we're not done yet. New Northwest does even more selling. New Northwest Broadcasters isn't done here. They've also got a deal to sell stations in Fairbanks, Alaska. According to Taylor on Radio Info, the buyer is Anchor Radio, led by Russ Jones and Peter Davidson. And the price is $1,625,000. Now, it's for these following five properties: CHR Wolf 97.3, KLWF, Everything That Rocks, X Rock KXLR 95.9, Variety Hits TED KTDZ 103.9, Talk KFAR, that's at 660, and 820 Sports KCBF. So let's recap this again. New Northwest Broadcasters has three deals. This one we just told you about, to Anchor Radio, a two-market deal with Trila Bumstead in Anchorage, Alaska, and Astoria, Oregon, and its big deal with Town Square Media in Washington. The Superior Valley is sold to a Val. Looks like someone just bought a valley in Colorado. Well, with all the farmers and hippies out that way, that's not uncommon, except this valley is a classic hits radio station, KBTB 104.7, a Class D1, to be exact. Now, TRI says the seller is Chris Devon's Superior Broadcasting, and the buyer is Donald Jackson's Vale Radio Partners. To add to the complications of the terrain of this valley, the station has been LMA'd by something called Cool Radio since 2009, Taylor reports. We do not know the sale price for this particular valley. And here are some format changes. Now, this is for the week ending December 19th. KKCF 91.3 in Hart, Texas signs on with Spanish Radio Vida. KDPO 91.3 in Port Orford, Oregon signs on with Religion as the Dove. KRKU 93.5 in Fort Collins, Colorado flips from Rock to Way FM. KUSL in Richfield, Utah signs on with NPR Classical from Oregon Public Media. KBAP in Arkansas signs on with Religion KSAG signs on with Spanish Contemporary Christian Radio. KPKO 91.3 in Pecos, Texas signs on with AFR Religion. And KVHR 91.5 in Texas signs on with AFR Contemporary Christian. KHLB 89.3 and KMG, 98.3 and KMGR, which is at 105.5, swap calls and formats. Now, this means 98.3 becomes La Meager and 105.5 becomes Recuerdo. Again, this information that we have is from 100,000watts.com, and whatever information they're providing us with is what we are giving to you. Now, KBLO flips from regional Mexican to Spanish religion under the new owners, Christiana Vision Church. I do have some call letter data for you. KHEZ in Jackson, Missouri changes calls to KHIS. Some new CPs, KCYT 91.9 in Madras, Oregon. KCJN 91.9 in Craig, Colorado. That's 91.1 in Craig, Colorado. KVIT Apache Junction, Arizona, WZBQ in Leesport, Pennsylvania, KACE 1350 in Mesquite, Nevada, KCJB 89.7 in Craig, Colorado, KDVZ 91.3 in Davies, California, KFCV in Dixon, Colorado, KFCY, that's in Estes Park, Colorado, KOUK, that's in Ouray, Colorado, KSVZ, now that's in Silverton, Colorado, KWCV in Walnut Ridge, Arkansas, KXSL 1340 in Waddell, Illinois, that is in Iowa, and WNIA 89.7 in Tarboro, North Carolina. Now WRHB, Leesport, Florida, changes calls to WQBQ, KDBD 96.7, and KBIS 1490 in Forks, Washington are silent. There's some more new calls to pass along to you. WZBL, which is in Barnegat Light, New Jersey. More calls will be given to you next week in our next newscast. And here is the news for the week ending December 26th, 2010. Gen X ends as the end returns. According to RadioInsight.com, Citadel killed off its 90s-based Music for Generation X format on KENZ 101.9 in Salt Lake City, Utah, replacing it with AAA Modern Rock as the end. Sound familiar? It should. That's the format that was on before the station switched to Gen X back in April 22nd. The date of April 22nd, this gives the station exactly 8 months on the air. On their Facebook page, the station writes, quote, 101.9 The End is back. We made a mistake, and we're sorry. Shortly after the station became Gen X, KILZ 104.7 killed its soft classic rock format to go AAA alternative as The Point. Now, Radio News now monitored the station, and we heard songs ranging from Green Day's Holiday to Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Round. The website for the station is 1019theend.com. As, Z Hits Now play in Santa Barbara. Sorry, folks, it's been a long day. Z Hits Now play in Santa Barbara. We reported on December 19th that RadioInsight.com discovered that Rinkin Broadcasting registered Z94.5FM.com for a hit music station in Santa Barbara, California. On Wednesday, December 22nd, the Spanish Oldies disappeared from KFYZ 94.5, replaced by the hit music format. The Spanish La Preciosa lives on at KIST 1490. When Radio News Now looked at the Z 94.5 website, we found it very complicated to navigate. We did not find a stream for the station on the website, which is z945online.com. The power is on AM and talk is on FM in Syracuse. There's much format flipping in Syracuse, New York over the holidays, and it all took place at the Clear Channel Cluster. On Wednesday, December 22nd, WHEN 620 said when and gave up its sports format, probably because of all the arm twisting and punches that came from the other two sports stations in the market. In its place, in its last years, WHEN aired no local programming, instead relying on Fox Sports Radio. In its place is Urban AC Power 620, with the same syndicated lineup, Tom Joyner, Michael Basden, Keith Sweat, but promising more local programming. The former power format migrated from WPHR 106.9. Over the holidays, 106.9 simulcasted 620. But on January 2nd, 2011, the station became a simulcast of News Talk WSYR 570. But the branding for WSYR has also changed. It's now News Radio 106.9 WSYR. This development prompted Scott Feibusch to speculate in his Northeast Radio Watch that Clear Channel may do something else with 570 and leave the talk on 106.9, whose calls are now WSYR-FM. The WPHR calls are now on the former WSYR-FM in Florida. The website for the power station is power620.com. The website for WSYR is still, for now, WSYR.com. In our On the Block segment for that this week, the deal for KSYC is dead. On November 14th, we reported that KSYC 103.9 in Eureka, California, would convert from commercial to non-com status, as Jefferson Public Radio, based in Oregon, would buy the station and place its news talk format on it. That deal is now dead. According to Taylor on Radio Info, the report is that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors rejected the deal 3-2 in a vote. Jefferson Public Radio Executive Director Ron Claiborne told the Siskiyou Daily News, quote, "If they don't want us there, we don't need to be there." But Jefferson Public Radio has run into more problems. They are losing their lease on the tower for KSYC 1490, and the owner has listed that property for sale. As Taylor reports, this means that Jefferson Public Radio now has nowhere to put their news and information service in Northern California. The sale in Montreal is approved. The CRTC has approved the sale of all of Corus's holdings in Quebec, Canada, with some conditions. The new owner, Cogeco, told the CRTC it would increase its news presence and open a news bureau. It must sell CJEC and CFEL in Quebec City. It gets to keep a third FM in Montreal, but that third FM must be a news talk format. It must sell CHRCKOY in Sherbrooke instead of turning it into a simulcast of CKAC, since the CRTC said that would mean the loss of a local voice in the market. Actually, we're moving on to another story here. I reworded something. So that is the end of that news story. Now, later on in the week, Atlantic files for Chapter 11. It looks like the end of the book for Atlantic Broadcasting, whose last chapter happens to be Chapter 11. It's a sad story, really. Back in October, former GM Brett DiNoffo was charged with theft of $100,000, with $98,000 of that money being money for spots that never ran on the five-station cluster, which includes Shark Classic Rock, WMGM, and Classic Hits, WTKU. Scott Feibusch reports in his Northeast Radio Watch that these stations are now all automated with a skeleton staff at the cluster. Charleston gets more EWTN. Charleston, South Carolina is getting a second Catholic radio station. But don't be too happy. Unless you're an EWTN fanatic and you like WQIZ 810, that'll be the station that now silent WLTQ will be simulcasting. The station is at 7:50 on the AM dial. According to Taylor on Radio Info, Indigo Radio is selling the station for $525,000 to Mediatrix LLC. The station is now upgraded to 5 kW days and 103 watts at night. There's a station sale in the Florida Keys. An FM in the Florida Keys, which has had two previous deals, closings fail, now has a buyer. The price tag that Bruce Dellinger is getting for the station is $1 million from buyer Ysidro Gonzalez. The station is now silent WWWK, a Class C2 at 105.5. Tom Taylor on RadioInfo.com reports that there is a $100,000 deposit for the station, with the rest being paid at closing. And we have an FM station CP gets built with Woodworld. According to NorthPine.com, Woodward Communications is buying an unbuilt CP in Appleton, Wisconsin. The seller is Metro First. WLWB is a Class A at 92.9, licensed to Holstein. We were unable to find a price tag for this sale. Youngstown gets K-loved, whether former employees like it or not. The FCC has cleared the sale of WEXC 107.1 in Youngstown, Ohio, to EMF for its K-Love station, over the objection of a former WEXC employee. The deal, brokered by Ray Rosenblum, has EMF paying $225,000 for the station. There are two AMs here. Excuse me. There are two AMs here. I'm saying it the way my computer says it. There are two AMs here. WGRP 940 and WLOA 1480. The seller, according to Taylor on Radio Info, is Beacon Broadcasting, run by Dennis Glunt, son of now-deceased Harold Glunt. And finally, formats for this week. WPVH in Plymouth, New Hampshire signs on with religion. It is owned by the Wentworth Baptist Church. WZBL 89.3, which we just told you about in last week's update, now that signs on with Hope FM, simulcasting WVBV. KIKO in Nevada signs on with Variety, simulcasting KKSD. KGVB 91.3 signs on with Southern Gospel as the Gospel Station. The website is thegospelstation.com. This is in Wichita Falls, Texas. WNLJ signs on with religion. WBIB signs on with contemporary Christian. KVCS signs on with what 100,000 watts it's reporting is VCI programming. Whatever that may mean, we're not entirely sure what that is. KESY signs on with contemporary Christian, simulcasting KTSY. And those are your format flips for the week of ending December 26th. Here are the format changes for the week ending January 3rd. Miami gets easy. As we've constantly been reporting here on this program, Cox's WHDR 93.1 Miami, Florida drops its modern rock format and went all Christmas. The EZ93.com web domain was discovered and the calls were changed to WFEZ. On December 26th at midnight, the station launched. The reaction on the Miami boards of RadioInfo.com is mostly positive. The website for the station is EZ93.com. Now, we monitored this radio station, and we heard song titles ranging from Skeeter Davis's End of the World to the Eagles' Best of My Love. Again, the website, EZ93.com. Sounds like Gen X has invaded St. Louis. Clear Channel dropped the AAA and Modern AC Hybrid on WSDD St. Louis, Missouri 100.3, replacing it with Gen X Radio 100.3 and its 90s-based station. The station reached 20th place in the latest PPMs Arbitrons with its previous format. Radio News Now monitored the station, and we heard songs ranging from No Doubt's Hey Baby to Better Than Ezra's Good. The website for the station is genxstlouis.com. Meanwhile, STL Media reports that CC's Country Bull, KSDFM, went back to country after the holidays. The station had been going under the moniker Christmas 93.7. Across town, CBS's KEZK rebranded as Fresh 102.5, with the website fresh1025.com. Phoenix stops moving and gets hot. As predicted by RadioInsight.com, KMVA did not return to its moving format with Rhythmic AC. Instead, it shifted to Adult CHR as Hot 97.5. The station in question is KMVA, licensed to Humboldt, Arizona. Under this new format, the closest competitor to the station is Clear Channel's KZZP KISS 104.7. The reaction on the Phoenix board of RadioInfo.com is mixed. Radio News Now monitored Hot, and we heard songs ranging from Pink's Raise Your Glass to the Scripps Falling to Pieces. The website for the station is hot975phoenix.com. KJR goes oldies. As we reported, KJR FM 95.7, Seattle, Washington, went all Christmas, dropping its classic hits format in the process. The station relaunched Sunday the 26th as Oldies 95.7. The only difference, according to our monitoring of the station, is the addition of some 60s titles, such as Diana Ross and the Supremes' Stop. Other than that, we're still hearing classic rockers, such as BTO's Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. This comes after a month after KVI dropped Talk for Oldies. The website for the station is oldiesseattle.com. KWJZ clicks off the smooth jazz. For 19 years, KWJZ has been Seattle's, Washington's smooth jazz station. But on Monday, December 28th, the smooth jazz vanished with just one click. And with one click of a button, the station became Click 98.9, Seattle's modern music. The station is a modern AC alternative hybrid. The reaction to the station on the Seattle board of RadioInfo.com is positive. When Radio News Now monitored the station, we heard titles ranging from Staines Alive to Sarah Bareilles, King of Anything. The website for the station is click989.com. This is Seattle's sixth format change in 2 months. Winnipeg sure is fab now. Well, curves are out in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, as CHIQ-FM drops that format. But the station still looks fab without the curve. As reported here, RadioInsight.com discovered fab943.com and several other web domains. On December 26th at 3 p.m., CHIQ-FM dropped its Christmas music to go classic hits as Fab 94.3. The station has rebranded with the slogan Super Hits of the 60s and 70s. The website for the station is fab943.com. The oldies aren't true in Ruston unless you're part of Gen X. Back in October, RadioInsight.com discovered a web domain for KPCH 99.3 in Ruston, Louisiana. 99.3X.com was registered. In early December, Ruston Radio took out a Facebook page for 99.3X and proclaimed the station as a 90s station. The station launched on Monday, December 28th. When we heard them, they had barely any imaging. Now, we heard songs ranging from Britney Spears' Crazy to Bare Naked Ladies' 1 Week. The website for the station is 993X.com. Big doings in Lansing, Michigan, as X gets big. Midwest Family's FM cluster in Lansing, Michigan, has been on format radar for a while. Two stations in particular, 92.9 and 92.1. Well, over the holidays, WLMI 92.9 did indeed drop Smooth Jazz, replacing it with the classic hits format 92X. 92.1 dropped that format and began stunting with a loop, and later on in the week, playing Tomorrow from the musical Annie. In the nighttime hours, the station was heard testing with a satellite country format. RadioInsight.com discovered Big92.9.com web domain. The station launched Thursday, January 6th with country from the True Country Network as Big92.9. Unfortunately, we weren't able to find a website or web stream for either of these stations. Two flips in Michigan to tell you about right now. According to Michiguide.com, there are two format flips that happened in Michigan. In Grand Rapids, Catholic programming is now on the air at WVHC 1140. We went to the website, holyfamilyradio.org, and upon clicking on the Listen Live link, we were taken to an EWTN streaming page. The website for that, again, is holyfamilyradio.org. Now, in the meantime, in Bloomington, Michigan, 1450 has flipped from talk to oldies. Now, there's no website for the station, and the call letters on that are WKLA. Detroit gets fresh. That's all fresh. On December 28th, WNIC 100.3 in Detroit, Michigan, conducted a music test, playing song hooks. When the stunt was over, a fresh station emerged as WNIC became Fresh 100.3 with a hot AC format. When RadioInsight.com discovered the web domain for the Christmas, the station that was playing music over the Christmas holiday, this wasn't believed at first, because Fresh, the Fresh name, belongs to CBS. But Clear Channel is licensing that name from CBS. When Radio News Now monitored the station, we heard Maroon 5's This Love and Hinder's Lips of an Angel. The station was did have DJs. The website is fresh103.com. KDOX gets cool. KDOX 1280 in Las Vegas, Nevada, dropped Fox Talk for oldies as Cool 102. When Radio News Now monitored the station, we heard everything from 70s disco, Donna Summers, anyone, to the original version of Rockin' Robin. The 102 refers to a downtown translator at 102.3. The station has changed calls to KQLL. The website for the station is still FoxNews1280.com. the format swap in Pittsburgh has happened. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, things are really happening. On Saturday, January 1st, at midnight, WEAE 1250 dropped ESPN Sports for Radio Disney using the WDDZ calls that were previously on the station in Rhode Island. Meanwhile, WBGG 970 picked up the ESPN affiliation at the same time. And finally, WWCS 540 is still running a loop directing listeners to Radio Disney at 1250. Oh, and the former WDDZ station at 550 in Rhode Island is now bearing the calls of WBZS. And there's another format swap to tell you about, as the Penguin is on two frequencies and Modern Rock is alive in Wilmington. As we reported on this program back on December 5th, a huge format swap has taken place in Wilmington, North Carolina. On Friday, December 31st, Modern Rock Surf disappeared, replaced by a simulcast of WUIN 106.7. On Monday, Sunrise Broadcasting debuted classic alternative station as Modern Rock 98.7, with live DJs and a website at modernrock987.com. Meanwhile, back at 106.7, that station's new owner has installed a Christian teaching format that was heard previously on WMYT 1180. And the WMYT FM calls were installed there. WMYT AM is awaiting a new format under its new owner. Now, this is all because of a three-way swap between Sunrise, DCOM, and Carolina Christian Radio. What's the buzz in Albany? It's Crush! On November 1st, WBZZ 105.7 Albany, New York, dropped its AC format as Buzz and began playing Christmas music as Santa 105.7. This definitely signaled a format change. Apparently, we weren't the only ones who thought so. RadioInsight.com's investigators discovered 1057CrushFM.com registered to Town Square on December 23rd. WBZZ continued to play Christmas music right through January 2nd or 3rd, whichever you prefer, Sunday through Monday at midnight, when the station relaunched as Crush 105.7 WQSH, with a homegrown 90s and more format. Now, when yours truly has been listening to the station, and we have been listening a lot, so we've had plenty of time to monitor this station. We've heard everything from the Grease Mega Mix and Enigma's Innocence to more common hits such as Live's Lightning Crashing and Puff Daddy's Missing You. Mike Morgan is programming the station, Mike Morgan is programming the station. He tells Radio News Now, we'll have Jocks after Super Sunday. Now, I think he's talking about Super Sunday, meaning the Super Bowl. Morgan encouraged people to friend them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Quote, "We want to make this Albany's 90s and more station," he told me. The website for the station is 1057crushfm.com. Cleveland puts a lake in the mix. We told you on December 19th that Clear Channel registered 1065thelake.com and that the website was pointing to KOSY in Salt Lake City, Utah, a great place for a station called The Lake, right? Well, we had the right frequency, the right owners, the wrong station. The turn of developments that happened on New Year's weekend took us, Radio Insight, and Ohio Media Watch by surprise. On Thursday, December 30th, Hot AC WMVX dropped mix and began stunting with anything and everything. How about Beethoven or the Pennsylvania Polka? This was a surprise because Ohio Media Watch reported that after the Christmas music, WMVX went back to its mix format, so the stunting was unexpected. So as Ohio Media Watch was monitoring the stunting, Radio Insight's investigators were putting the pieces together. Radio Insight's Lance Venta concluded that the Lake Domain was actually for the Cleveland station, and that the Salt Lake City station was used to throw investigators off the track and into the murky water. And at 7:30 a.m. Monday, January 3rd, 106.5 became the lake with a variety hits format. When Radio News Now monitored the station later that day, we heard AC/DC's Money Talks into Kelly Clarkson's Breakaway. The website for the station is 1065thelake.com. Out of a star, Alice is born. On December 20th, Broadcast KC reported that KCKC was teasing the new sound of 102.1. On January 3rd came, and with it, a new station, as Wilkes Broadcasting dropped AC Star on the station, calling in Alice to play what Radio Insight described as, quote, a AAA-twinged hot AC. The liners are done by a fictitious Alice. When we monitored Alice 102, we heard songs ranging from Lifehouse's Hanging by a Moment to the popular 80s classic Don't You Forget About Me. The website for the station is alice102.com. And here are some more formats from radioinsight.com. KHGE in Fresno, California, which was Big Country, remains Country as the Wolf. The website is 1027thewolf.com. KHIT 107.1 in Fresno, California, drops K-Hits, classic hits for Spanish Christmas music, relaunches with Spanish classic hits as Exitos 107.1. The website is exitos107.1.com. 760 KGU in Honolulu, Hawaii, adds a simulcast as 99.5 KUUI, drops standards, the Jewel, and takes the KGU FM calls. WSHP in Lafayette, Indiana, does indeed go back to the Rocket. We were not expecting that one. WCDD 107.9 in Champaign, Illinois, drops classic rock for classic country. The website is cdcountry1079.com. WCDY in Cadillac, Michigan, signs on the air with the AC, the new CDY. Now, there is a construction logo at 1079cdy.com and nothing else. WWGA 98.9 near Macon, Georgia, signs on with the great with classic hits, Great Classics 98.9. There's no website for this station. KDBD 1400 in Reno, Nevada, drops regional Mexican for Broadcast Architecture's Smooth Jazz Network. KSAC 105.5, Sacramento, California, and KVCE 1160 in Dallas, Texas, drop Spanish religion and talk respectively to go business talk as Money Radio. As we reported on this program, KMVQ 99.7 San Francisco, California has rebranded from Move-In to Now at now997.com. Life 88.3 in Knoxville, Tennessee drops Christian AC to go K-Love, and its sister station Love, WILV, drops its locally produced CHR to go Air One. KILI, St. Angelo, Texas, does indeed flip to Variety Hits from Variety Hits Bob to AC as Magic. We reported that back on this program. Now there's no stream. It's at magic987.com. KFYX 107.1 in Texarkana, Arkansas, drops CHR The Fix and becomes a simulcast of its KFTS in Texarkana, Texas, as KFTX FM Freedom 107. Spanish Cantico Nueva flips stations, moving from WNSW, somewhere in New Jersey, serving the New York City market, to WNYH 740 in Huntington, Long Island. Now, WNSW, interestingly, is now programming an English language feed of The Voice of Russia. And finally, CILK, somewhere in Canada, has rebranded as Easy Rock from its previous Silk identity. Just some more format flips to tell you about from 100,000watts.com. And I'm reading fairly quickly because we're running short on time. WRCC in Debrel, Tennessee, signs on with Southern Gospel. KYSD in Spearfish, South Dakota, signs on with Classical from a public radio network. KYFA 91.5 in Texas signs on with Religion. It is owned by the Central Church of God. Website, solidchurchofgod.com. KXWA in Fort Collins flips from WayFM to Religious Grace Radio. We already told you that KRKU flipped there. Website, 897GraceFM.com. WEZB in Beaver, Utah, signs on with Religion. So does KMLL and KSNB in Kansas. Only they are running AFR Religion. And KKNL 89.9 signs on with AFR Contemporary Christian. KVDM 88.1 in Hayes, Kansas, signs on with Catholic Radio, Divine Mercy Radio, divinemercyradio.com. If you're expecting anything unusual, don't. We went to the website. It is basically running an EWTN schedule, with the exception of Mass, which is fed by EWTN Television. KSPA in Riverside, California, licensed to Ontario, flips from talk back to spa standards. KLMB 88.1, Round Up, Montana, signs on with Panther Country. It's actually owned by Roundup Community Radio. WTZI 88.1 in Rosemont, Illinois, signs on with the Calvary Network Religion. KDXL signs on with Business Radio. We've got a couple more here. WCPV 101.9 in Essex, Vermont, flips from Champ Classic Rock to ESPN, sending three stations, 1390, 1420, and 1490, to Fox Sports. That according to several sources. KTUM 107.1 in Tonom, New Mexico, drops Classic Rock Coyote and flips to Modern Rock The Nerve. No website available. No website available also for KNMV, which flips from country to Hot AC The Mix 96.7. That is also in New Mexico. Those are your format changes for Christmas week. We just have some headlines for you this week. Looks like there is a Vulcan coming to Birmingham, Alabama. Here at Radio News Now, we are not really sure what a Vulcan is, but there's one coming to Birmingham, Alabama. The first time that the Vulcan was around, it hung out on WVVB 105.5, but that station is now a simulcast of WIRC. But there is an HD2 FM translator, which is bringing it back. The translator is W267BQ at 103.1. RadioInsight.com discovered 103.1, thevulcan.com registered to Clear Channel. But Clear Channel isn't giving things away yet. It's asking listeners to go to mynewradiostation.com and vote among six choices. The choices are oldies, meaning Elvis, and music of that nature, classic country, rock, Gen X, AAA, which means Death Cab for Cutie and Modest Mouse, my favorite, and urban. And here we have Say Goodbye to Country and Hi to Max. According to Air Checker, they are reporting that Blackburn's CJSP in Leamington, Ontario, Canada, has changed from country to variety hits 92.7 Max. The website is 927maxfm.com, but right now it's only a splash page, and there's no stream. Now we have a Fisher swapping some FM stations in Great Falls, Montana. In Montana, Taylor on Radio Info reports that Fisher Communications is swapping its variety hits SAM KINX 107.3 for two silent stations from Kevin Terry. The stations are KOOO 102.3 and KUUS in Vaughan, Montana, which has applied to move to 101.7 from 103.9. There is no cash involved in this transfer. And finally, in the news this week, yes, we're almost done, WNSH sold. In November, we told you that WNSH 1570 has started simulcasting WNNZ 800 in Massachusetts. Well, now we know why. According to multiple sources, Costa Eagle is buying it from Willow Farm Broadcasting, which is led by Keating Wilcox. The sale price, $400,000. The station has 30,000 watts days and just 18 watts at night. And we do have more call signs and some format changes that we missed. All of that will be reported in next week's newscast. You are now, sort of, the most up-to-date person in the radio industry. We hope you had a happy holiday. And you can send radio news tips to radionewsnow at ymail.com, radionewsnow at ymail.com. You can visit our website at clearingthestatic.tripod.com, clearingthestatic.tripod.com, and visit us on Jaiku. I promise I will get that updated as soon as possible. clearingthestatic.jaiku.com, clearingthestatic.jaiku.com. I am the Radio Kid, and this has been your Holiday Radio News Now.